If you still can't figure out what the heck a Bitcoin is, well, here's a simple explanation that even Uncle Odd can understand. How does Bitcoin work? Well, we're sitting on a park bench. It's a great day, beautiful day. I have one apple with me. I want to give it to you. I do give it to you. You now have one apple. And I have zero. That was simple, right? Well, let's look closely at what just happened. My apple was physically put in your hand. You know it happened. I mean, it was there. You were there. You touched it, didn't you? Yeah. Look, during this transaction, we didn't need a third party there to help us make the transfer, did we? We didn't need to pull in Judge Wapner to sit in with us on the bench and confirm that the apple went from me to you. The apple's yours. Now, I can't give you another apple because I don't have any left. I can't control it anymore. The apple, it left my possession completely. You now have full control over that apple. You can give it to your friend if you want, and then that friend can give it to his friend, and so on. So that's what an in-person exchange looks like. And I guess it's really the same whether I give you a banana, a book, a quarter, or a dollar bill. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go back to apples. Now, let's say that I have one digital apple. Imagine that. Here, I'll give you my digital apple. Now it gets interesting. Think about me emailing you that digital apple. Well, how do you know that that digital apple that I just sent you, that I just emailed you, how do you know that it was actually mine to begin with and is now yours? And only yours. Think about that for a second. It's more complicated, right? How do you know that I didn't send that apple to Uncle Tommy as an email attachment first? Or your friend Joe? Or my friend Lisa too? Maybe I made a couple of copies of that digital apple on my computer. Maybe I put it on the internet and 1 million people downloaded my digital apple. You know, as you can see, this digital exchange is a bit of a problem. Sending digital apples doesn't quite look like me handing you a physical apple, does it? No, it's totally different. But some brainy computer scientists actually have a name for this problem. It's called the double spending problem. But don't worry about it. All you need to know is that it's confused them for quite a while and they never solved it. Until now. But let's try to think of a solution on our own, okay? Ledgers. Maybe these digital apples need to be tracked in a ledger. It's, you know, a ledger. It's basically a book where you track all of the transactions. It's an accounting book. Well, this ledger, since it's digital, it needs to live in its own world and have someone in charge of it. I don't play video games, but I know some kids who do, and I think I can draw a little bit upon their experience. So just like World of Warcraft, say, Blizzard, you know, the guys who created the online game, they have a digital ledger of all of the rare flaming fire swords that exist in their system. So cool. Someone like them, they could keep track of our digital apples, right? Awesome. We solved it. In that scenario where there's a video game creator, there's a bit of a problem, right? What if some guy over at Blizzard, what if they created more? You know, he's kind of sitting there as the little creator, and he could just add a couple of digital apples to the balance whenever he wants. So remember when we were on the bench? It's just not the same as when we were on the bench alone. you know, when it was just you and me then, going through Blizzard. Well, that would be like pulling in Judge Wapner, you know, a third party out of court. Do you guys know he used to be a famous judge on TV? Well, anyway, that would be like pulling us in Judge Wapner to come in and monitor all of our park bench transactions. Well, how can I just hand over my digital Apple to you in the usual way without a third party? Is there a way to closely replicate our park bench transaction digitally? That seems kind of tough. Well, let's talk about the solution. Did I ever tell you that my wife says that I don't listen? I think. Let's just say that we gave this digital ledger away to everybody. Instead of the ledger living on a Blizzard computer, it'll live in everybody's computer. All the transactions that have ever happened from all time in digital apples will be recorded in it. How cool is that? You can't cheat it. I can't send you digital apples that I don't have, because then it would sync up with everybody else's in the system. That would be a tough system to beat, especially if it got really, really big. Plus, it's not controlled by one person. So I know that there's no one who can just decide to give himself more digital apples, more flaming swords, right? The rules of the system, well, they were already defined from the beginning. And the code and the rules, they're what's called open source. Kind of like the software used to be on your mom's Android phone. Or kind of like Wikipedia. You know, it's there for smart people to maintain, secure, improve, and check. You could participate in this network too, updating the ledger and making sure that it all checks out. It's not just for everyone else, it's for you too. What a bunch of great checks and balances. Now, for the trouble, if you did decide to, you could get, like, let's say 25 digital apples as a reward. In fact, that's the only way to create more digital apples in the system. That's called digital apple mining. Yeah, we aren't going to go into that rabbit hole. Just trust me, it works. Now, I simplified it quite a bit because, Uncle Odd, I have to, as I've said before, bring the cookies down from the top shelf down to a shelf that I can access them, eat one or two, get a little smarter. So, yes, I like to simplify and clarify, but the system that I just explained, it exists. It's called the Bitcoin protocol, and those digital apples are the Bitcoins within the system. Fancy schmancy, huh? So, did you see what just happened? What does the public ledger enable? It's open source, remember? The total number of apples was defined in the public ledger at the beginning. There were only going to be 21 million digital apples ever. We all know that's the exact amount that exists and ever will within the system. So they're limited. Yeah, that means they're scarce. Now, when I make the exchange, I now know that digital apple certifiably left my possession and is now completely yours. We used to not be able to say that about digital things. You know, it'll be updated and verified, though, by what? By our public ledger. I send you a digital apple, you receive a digital apple. Everybody out there knows that there was one apple exchanged between you and me. Because it's a public ledger, I didn't need Judge Wapner, a third party, to make sure that I didn't cheat or make extra copies for myself or send apples twice or thrice. No, sir, no, ma'am. We didn't need to do that. Within the system, the exchange of a digital apple is now like the exchange of a physical one. It's now as good as seeing a physical apple leave my hand and drop it into your pocket. Just like on the park bench, the exchange involved two people only, you and me. We didn't need Judge Wapner there to make it valid. In other words, it behaves like a physical object. A Bitcoin behaves like a physical object. Don't miss that point. But you know what's cool? The apple, well, It's still digital. What does that mean? Why is that cool? Well, we can now deal with 1,000 apples or 1 million apples or even 0.00000001 apples. We can do that. Yeah, that means when Bitcoin's trading at $55,000, that shouldn't scare you away. No, because you know what? You can buy just a little bitty piece of that apple. You know, when you're eating the apple and you have that little thing, the apple tie at the top, maybe you just buy that apple to get started with cryptocurrency. Huh? How about that? You know, that's achievable. If you only have $100, guess what? You can buy a percentage of a Bitcoin. Think of it kind of like a timeshare. That's pretty cool. Best of all, I can send you that little stem of that apple, of that Bitcoin apple, if I want to. I can send it with a click of a button, and I can still drop it in your digital pocket if I were in, let's say, Nicaragua, and you were in, let's say, New York. I can even make other digital things right on top of these digital apples, kind of like a horse. You know, that's cool because it's all digital after all. Maybe I can attach some text onto it, you know, a digital note. Or maybe I can attach more important things like, say, a contract or a stock certificate or an ID card. So this is awesome. How should we treat or value these digital apples? Well, they're quite useful, aren't they? A lot of people are now arguing over it. A lot of people are now profiting from it. A lot of people now are saying, damn, I could have been into Bitcoin when it was $20 and now it's $55,000 to buy one. That's depressing. I just fast forwarded 4 years. I did. You don't realize it, but I just did. Trust me, I did. What did I just do? I went 4 years into the future. Now, are you going to be the person today, 4 years in the future, that are going to be, you know, depressed like back in 2021? You remember in 2021 when all those numbskulls were talking about Bitcoin being $55,000 and, ooh, that's so expensive, you know, and I could have gotten into it when it was 20. Well, sure, true, but hey, dummy, you could get into it at $55,000. You didn't have to buy it for $55,000. You could buy a little sliver of it for $1,000. But guess what? Today, 2025, it's $750,000. I mean, so you should have woken up. You should have listened to that Uncle Odd guy back in 2021. You know, the guy that doesn't know shit about cryptocurrency? Because I don't know shit. Well, now, oh, you should see it. You should see that Uncle Odd guy. He owns Costa Rica. Yeah, he renamed it Costco Rica, but he won't allow Costco to build anything there. No, it's just kind of a destination for his unmasked friends. But that's another story for another day. Now, there's a okay. Wait. Wow. I don't know where time went. I kind of have a headache. Sorry, I'm back. I'm back. It's 2021. Let me check. Bitcoin is trading at it's a little under $55,000 now, but anyway, there's lots of people arguing over Bitcoin now on, you know, its value and whether it's currency, whether it's a store of value, whether it's a scam. You know, there's debate between this and that economic school, between politicians, between programmers. You know, don't listen to a one of them. Don't listen to a one of them. Shut off your damn TV. That's my best advice to anyone about anything almost. You know, some people are smart, but some smart people are really misinformed. Some say that the system is worth a lot. Some say that the Bitcoin ecosystem is worth zero. Those people are really, really stupid. But, you know, everyone has a couple of elbows. You know what I mean? So we'll give them their opinion. Now, some guy actually put a hard number on the value. Let's go back to the Apple. Today, it's like a $55,000 Apple. Some say it's digital gold. Some say it's currency. Others say that it's just like tulips. Some people say it'll change the world. Some people say that it's just a fad. All this uncle knows, your favorite uncle, Uncle Vigilante, is that it's here to stay. And you can play ostrich if you want, or you can join in the fun and the profits. 10 years ago, like I said, you could get a digital apple for a few bucks. Now that same digital apple is worth $55,000. Personally, I wish I didn't self-identify as a ostrich back then. And you know what? Like I said, give it a few years, 4 years. When that digital apple is valued at $500,000, $750,000, one day it'll be valued at $1 million. I'm not going to regret collecting slivers of apples now. So come on in. The water's just fine. Let's go on this journey together. We don't have to know exactly how it works, sports fans, just that it does. I don't know how to fly an airplane to get from Tampa to LA. I don't know how the inner workings of an email or text system works. I just know that it does. We don't have to know exactly how Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies work, just that they do. So go ahead, take that first bite of your digital apple. It's yummy. Okay. Are you ready for the good news? You. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You now know more about Bitcoin than 99% of the world population. Who's your favorite uncle, huh? Let me know in the comments. Cheers. Greetings. Greetings. Used to be named Uncle Odd, but now I'm known as Uncle Vigilante. And as you can see by the fact I'm wearing a gold chain with a Bitcoin on it, I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah, I'm a big deal. But there is one thing that my 43 attorneys that I just hired told me that I needed to say, which is a disclaimer. Don't take any of my advice. Don't take anything that I say on this show or any of my guests as sage counsel. Why? Because I don't know shit.